I'm talking to a former Swansea University student, so I'm going to please ask you to introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Darini Vijayakumar and I used to come to Swansea. I used to study biochemistry, but now I've gone more into care.
What made you decide that university wasn't for you, and are you happy with what you're doing now?
Well, I think I had a lot of health problems, both mentally and physically, and it used to get in the way of university, and I just felt I wasn't very happy doing the course I was doing, so I figured it's better to go and chase after something you enjoy more to do as your job. But yeah, I'm quite happy with what I'm going to be doing as my job now.
You've had some experience with like mental health. Can you tell me more about that, please?
Well, I think it sort of started off when my friend passed away, and it was kind of grief-induced, but I think university did sort of make me realise I perhaps had some underlying things like depression and anxiety. But I think it was quite a good journey in terms of learning how to deal with those things as well.
At university, you were also like involved with the LGBT Society. Can you tell me more about that, please?
I actually joined the LGBT Society before I was even questioning my own identity, actually, because the society is just welcoming of everyone. And it was only after joining that I realised, oh, maybe I'm not as straight as I thought I was. And then a few years down the line, maybe I'm not as cisgendered as I thought I was. But the society has always been really supportive to all its members, and yeah, it's really helped me and so many others I know.
What advice would you give to students in terms of like mental health?
Well, I think it's important to fight, like, if you can, keep an eye out for the signs, whether it's in yourself or other students. Think it can be things like as small as you find yourself suddenly struggling to get up in the mornings, which you never used to do, or it can be just feeling quite lonely. But always reach out. There's always going to be support for you. You can go to the advice centre in uni. They can direct you to the right people. And I believe your current welfare officer has actually created a mental health handbook, so you might be able to get hold of that too.
And what advice would you give to students in terms of like identity?
Well, if you're struggling with your identity, sexuality or gender, perhaps just, if you can, like, go to one of the LGBT socials, see if you can talk to someone. Everyone's going to respect your privacy, no one's going to out you if you're not ready to come out. But other students are usually the best people to give you advice on that kind of thing. And it's nice to hear how other people realise what they felt like and how they dealt with that, because I think it's always good to get another person's point of view and realise you're not alone.
What reassurance would you give to students who aren't sure what they want to do after they finish university?
Well, I think life is quite a roller coaster sometimes, in that you don't quite know which direction you're going to go, whether you're going to the left or to the right. You know, I think, don't feel like you're the only one who doesn't know. A lot of people don't really know. Just keep your eyes open for any opportunities. Take them up if you can. And just go with what makes you happy. I think that's the most important thing. Like, if you are determined to do a job, but then you start the job and you realise, actually, this really isn't for me, it's much better to realise that early on and change your mind or change direction if you need to.
Okay, is there anything you would change about your time at university? Is there anything you'd do differently?
Well, admittedly, I wish I'd met two of my best friends, Emily Maybanks and Lauren Putt, a lot earlier in my uni experience, and I wish I'd spent a lot more time with them, because they really, really were quite supportive to me. But yeah, no, I think there's a lot of great things about uni that I don't regret. As much as perhaps the course wasn't for me, I did learn a lot about myself. I found some great people who I have fantastic friendships with. I met my partner here, so, you know, it's not all bad.
How different do you feel now, like, in yourself compared to when you started at university?
Oh, gosh. I think university helped me realise my full potential in terms of doing things I didn't think I could do, such as campaigning for LGBT rights or raising my voice about mental health issues. Just generally, like, it made me realise I'm not alone, other people aren't alone. Why don't we all just reach out to each other? And I'm a lot more open and honest about my own life and willing to listen to others as well. And yeah, I just think I've grown so much as a person from university.
Okay, what's the most valuable piece of advice you've been given?
Actually, I will always remember this. I remember being in Divas on a night out in my first year, and me and my friend, we were both on the same course, both first year, and we met a girl in the bathroom who was also doing our course, and she just said, you know what, if it's your first year, enjoy it as much as possible, because by third year, that's the time you really have to knuckle down. And I think that's quite important. I think it's very easy to get caught up in the struggles of first year to forget to enjoy yourself. So yeah, really enjoy yourself, because third year is when you got to knuckle down, apparently.